Welcome to Israel 18 News at 6 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Across Israel, a warm and clear morning is unfolding. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are enjoying sunny skies, making it a perfect day to be outside. Meanwhile, Haifa is experiencing a gentle breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, reports from Ynet just in say Iran has fired missiles at commercial ships in the Strait of Hormuz. Two vessels are damaged, but no casualties are reported. Also, earlier this hour, Israel Hayom revealed that Israel is promoting the early stages of a full peace agreement with Lebanon, according to Ambassador Michael Leiter. Also this hour, Israel's Diaspora Affairs Minister Amichai Chikli has made controversial comments comparing Turkey's President Erdogan to historical figures, reported by Forward. Separately, Hamas has dissolved its Gaza government. This move, covered by Australian Jewish News, is dismissed by Israel as mere spin. And finally, I-24 News reports from earlier today that deadly clashes have erupted between the Houthis and Yemeni forces, marking the most violent incident since 2022. Here's what people are saying online. Eli Afriat from Israel noted that American officials confirmed Iran's missile launch on ships in the Strait of Hormuz. He warned that renewed attacks could jeopardize a recent ceasefire agreement. Raylan Givens, a commentator, echoed these concerns, highlighting senior U.S. officials' statements on the missile attack. Ahmed Fuad al-Khatib criticized Hamas's recent announcement. He argued it's a strategic move to retain power while rebranding under a new administration. Now, for more on those stories, starting with the tensions in the Strait of Hormuz. Ynet reports that Iran's missile attack on commercial ships comes amid rising tensions following stalled U.S.-Iran talks. Tehran has issued warnings about its missile capabilities. This incident raises concerns about maritime security in a critical global shipping lane. Turning to diplomatic developments, Israel Hayom reports Israel is working towards a peace agreement with Lebanon. Ambassador Michael Leiter revealed the initiative as part of an effort to stabilize regional tensions. If successful, it could mark a significant shift in Middle Eastern relations. Meanwhile, Forward covered remarks by Israel's Diaspora Affairs Minister comparing Erdogan to Hitler and Sinwar. This statement may strain Israeli-Turkish relations further, as the Turkish president has been increasingly outspoken against Israel in recent months. Separately, the dissolution of Hamas's government in Gaza was reported by Australian Jewish News. Despite the move, Israeli officials remain skeptical, calling it an attempt to disguise continued control. This development may impact future peace negotiations and humanitarian efforts in the region. Finally, turning to Yemen, I-24 News highlighted the recent deadly clashes between Houthis and Yemeni forces. This escalation threatens the fragile truce that has been in place since 2022, with potential implications for regional stability and humanitarian conditions. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports Akamai has completed a $205 million acquisition of LayerX. This move strengthens Akamai's position in browser security, marking a significant phase in its zero-trust platform. Separately, Israel Hayom Business notes the arrival of new consumer products in Israel, including the popular Glow Oil from Einav Bublil. This reflects a growing trend in lifestyle and wellness products. And finally, Walla Business highlights Finance Minister Smotrich's recent reform. Despite his intentions, market experts warn it could negatively affect savings, sparking debate over the necessity and impact of such changes. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 7 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.